We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. If everybody would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. Public comment, I imagine everybody's got, is on the agenda. Wendell would probably get Scott. But Diane?
I don't know.
Wendell, would you be with Scott in your dealings with the land, or do you have something else?
I can. That wasn't my main objective, but if there's any questions in regards to that, I can certainly.
Otherwise, if on public comment, if you have something, it would be the time.
Now would be the time.
You got a couple minutes to state your concern.
I guess I'm at a loss. I've been a homeowner in this town for 45 years, and I hear a lot of controversy and turmoil and stuff going on within the city here, and wondering if can you shed any light on what's going on? I hear talk about a lawsuit and things like that. Talk to different people in town. Nobody seems to know what's going on. Is there anything that...
Well, there are some things going on, but unfortunately, we can't really say anything at this point because of what is going on. I don't know, Chris, you are more in tune with the attorney or whatever.
Yeah, so Wendell, so just, and everybody else in the audience there too, just so they can kind of maybe put some rumors or other things to bed in regards to that, the information that's being investigated has all been turned over to the Carver County Attorney. And so they've taken over the investigation. And the reason behind why we are where we are, it has to do with private data for the city being disseminated on a website.
A website?
Yep.
And the website, can you tell us whose website we're dealing with?
Councilman Odoms. Yep.
Can I ask Mr. Odoms a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Who are you representing on the council?
Who am I representing?
Yes.
Probably the entire city.
The entire city?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're representing the entire city, how are you representing me when it sounds like it's going to cost the city a lot of money because of a lawsuit?
I don't know where you got the information if there's a lawsuit, because to the best of my knowledge, there is no lawsuit. Now, unless somebody knows something.
No, there isn't a lawsuit per se. There is an investigation that has been turned over to the Carver County attorneys, though.
So that's all we're going to know about it until down the road sometime.
That's about it. We don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, the investigation's ongoing, and so all the information that we have acquired has been handed over to the Carver County attorneys, and they're doing their investigative work right now.
And Wendell, I guess I probably misspoke. What I say for clarification is, you know, you asked who am I representing. And that's a fair question. I think a better answer to that would be, I'm basically not representing anybody. I'm just putting it out there, what I know as a city council member that's going on that I can put out there. If people choose to read what's going on, that's fine. If they choose not to, that's fine also.
So, in other words, if I go to that website, I don't even know how to go to it. There's information on there that's going to tell me your interest, why you're dealing with Hamburg the way you are.
No, it's going to be basically What's going on when we flush the hydrants? I put a notice on it that we're flushing the hydrants. When we had the problem a year ago with the service lines freezing up, I basically updated that thing a couple of times a day. In addition to the city sending out postcards that we designed, I kept that updated, and people would go there because it could be instantly updated, and everybody was getting the same information about the same topic.
So are you doing this with the blessing of the city?
Or? No, it's my own website. I'm doing it. That's how I, as a city council member, choose to impart what I know to the citizens of Hamburg.
Wendell, if I can chime in a little bit here, too. Just as a caution, don't believe everything you read on the internet, especially on Mr. Odom's website, because it's actually filled with a lot of innuendo, half-truths, and outright lies. So you have to kind of sort the fact from the fiction.
I guess, Mr. Odom's, if this is creating that much of a problem, and you're representing me and other taxpayers in town, and we have this, from what I'm understanding, a big bill run up already with attorneys. Is that in our best interest? Is that how you're looking at that? Are you looking at this for your personal thing or for the city?
No, not at all, Wendell. And this will come out as time progresses. It's not my fault that the city has amassed over $18,000 in legal fees.
But if it pertains to your website...
That, again, that's something because, as Chris said, there's an ongoing investigation, and we as a council, me as an individual, can't say a whole lot about that until the investigation is complete.
I guess, Wendell, if you've got more concerns... Best would be then to get on the agenda that we can do, how should I say, allocate more time. You know, I don't want to cut you short, but
you know
where we're at.
I guess I've heard enough. I'm pretty disappointed, but go on with your business. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Wendell. Anyone else? Otherwise, we'll move on to the agenda review. If there's any items to be added.
Mayor and Council, to add application for a permit for 1 day temporary on-site residence for the Hamburg Lions Club.
Yeah, it's fourth line down. November
20th. 2015. That can be added to the consent agenda. Add a copy of the prosecution contracts, which are discussed in my report. The only other thing I have is
updated
claims list for September and October.
Anything else from the council to add? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to adopt the agenda with the added items.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look them over.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
On anything under $4,000, 8% on anything over $4,000. I don't know when they've got one coming up. I don't know what was happening in my.
Is this a physical auction or online?
I think it's both.
Well, I don't know. I guess the first CO did, or the recommendation was like 4,500. Was the guideline bottom line as the department?
We said we'd be going 3,000.
How much?
We said we'd go 3,000.
Three?
That's our last meeting. We're going to wait and see if we had for bids first before we.
I don't think we got any. So do we want to start the process again? There might be some action here if they know that it's at least a minimum.
If they know the minimum is lower, they might, somebody might bid on it, yeah.
Also, what are your feelings?
We got no bids on the last go round?
Not at the $4,500 minimum bid. Okay. I guess the credit department also came up with that the minimum would go to 3,000 at the last meeting or whatever. So if we want to start the process again and put it in the paper.
We don't have nothing to lose because we don't know when the next state auction is, so you might as well put it in a paper. If we can sell it in between there, that's fine.
What does the department want?
Out of the station?
Right, but for method. This route or your route or?
I don't care, it's long gone. I'd rather put it on an auction so we get rid of it. Don't do this.
What would phase charge?
I thought I heard 25%.
Council? We should act on it. Get things rolling.
I just think it should be, they're going to put it in the paper. If somebody knows it's there, if it's just sitting here and nobody knows about it, nobody's going to bid on it. Or at least try and inquire about it.
Well, then different pricing now.
Yeah.
Entice them.
Yeah.
I think we should go with one more go around.
I'll make a motion that we do seal bids for 2 more weeks at a minimum of $3,000. If that doesn't work, Chief Buckentine, if you want to find out when, maybe when that next auction will be, and we can get that part ramped up if this part doesn't work.
Part of the parking lot over here also for sales technology so people can see it. Nobody knows about it when it's sitting in the shed.
Yeah.
You can put a lock on the thing and park it out here. There's a lot of traffic that comes by every day.
Jeff?
Is that something that we can advertise on Craigslist through about having a sealed bid on there? I know a lot of people go there to look for used.
I don't know why not.
But free. But the contact would be the city, right?
Yeah.
It should be placed through the city then because it also has the option of going to the city email.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. That's not a good avenue.
Is the fire department going to do that, or Jeremy going to do that, or?
I'd have to come through the city office.
Okay. And Jeremy
can be generated by the city.
Yeah, and Jeremy can, when he gets time, he can put it on there, I guess. Huh? Okay.
There has been a motion to proceed with.
Second.
Motion made and second to proceed with the trailer sealed bids with a minimum of 3,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Slip in something that just came the other day. Jen Baker gave us a resignation letter. Cannot be at this meeting or the next one, she said.
So it's effective when?
October 1st.
October 1st? Okay.
Next is a gear extricator grant through MBFTE. We already sent in for it, now they need a proposal with it, but they needed just consent from the city. It's a $10,000 grant with a match depending on the size of the city. Our city would be a 10% match, so if we would get it, it would be about $1,000.
$10,000.
And what I priced out is about $7,600, and that's with installation and the machine. That's not with the plumbing and electrical yet. We're just calling around. We're looking to get bids, just or quotes.
Is that something like Norwood has got and all the other departments around, or is this a different process? Like, is it just a washing machine, or it's a...
It's a washing machine, yeah, for gear.
So you've got to submit it?
Well, mostly you got to do the proposal now after you get the quotes back on the electrical. Okay.
Guess we can get some grant money, so be it.
I think you guys got in there the Hawaii Township Emergency Services Agreement. Basically the same thing as the Washington Lake. We just didn't have one written and signed. We've been working with them the last few months. You guys are good with that. We just need signatures on it. We'll go over there and get signatures tonight and just keep going.
You got the numbers, everything? And we all have a little discrepancy and it'll be okay?
Yeah, they're 91. They were paying 100.
So then we should sign that and that
motion to approve or not approve?
We should.
I'll move to approve the YA Township Emergency Service Agreement.
There, second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the Young American Township Emergency Services Agreement. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
With Bridgeview Ambulance. We have met with myself, Chief Zuppert from NYA, and Darrell Roddy from Bridgeview. They're going to be shutting down the volunteer rig they've got in town here now. Probably be next spring or sometime after the first of the year. They're going to be moving this ambulance up to New Germany or somewhere in that area for now to get a little more central located, but it'll be full-time staff. And they're going to be moving a second rig out to either Hamburg or Norwood. We'll be sitting 7 days a week from 10 in the morning to 9 p.m. But that'll be staffed with two full-time medics.
So we will have something in town here?
It'll either be in Norwood or Hamburg, or possibly switching back and forth between the two. It's
kind of like it is.
Basically how it is now, but it'll be staffed with two full-time medics instead of the volunteer EMT. Well, he saw me to let you guys know what's going on. It sounds like that's kind of ugly.
Yeah, they're hoping. The thing is, with the truck that's going to be in this area, the timing will, but as soon as one truck like leaves Shasta or something, this one will probably backfill. So,
so it won't be here. It'll be here, but
it'll be here, but
yeah, whatever you call it. We'll see what happens in the spring.
Gas card is brought up last month. We're going to table it for a month. This thing was going to be needing a lot of non-oxygenated and just other gas you need late at night. Once we get a gas card, we can work with Public Works.
Who usually buys the non-oxygenated? The department or Greg?
Well, he buys it for the city and gets reimbursed. Any of our firefighters got to go buy it and get reimbursed.
up to the council. I do have a key if you want one for Miller's for gas. Not, it's just the regular, but not the non-oxygen. So, I guess whatever you want to work out, but this key is available to the department for grass rig, and so is the one tanker. Just a grass rig?
Everything else is non-oxygen. It's all the small pumps.
Right. But I mean for vehicles.
It's just a grass rig. It's just a grass rig.
So, council, what is your thoughts? What do you want to do?
I think it's a pretty good idea, as long as it doesn't get abused, which I don't think it will. I mean,
we'll keep it locked up in the office. Only officers can do that. We can work with Greg to give anyone who needs it.
I'd like, you know, probably Greg to have one. You know, because we've got all our stuff that runs on non-oxygenated down there too that we can eliminate, you know, reimbursing him.
No, I think if we got a card for the city and just work out a standard operating procedure for Public Works and the fire department to use it.
You two work together
to safeguard it.
I mean, Greg needs that we can work
so he can keep it locked in the office. And I can get into the office. I'll take it when I need it. I just fill 2 5-gallon cans and send.
What kind of a signature do they need, or don't they need a signature on that, or what?
Well, every time, just like a credit card, you kind
of. Well, you'd have to have a couple signatures on that card then, or does anybody sign it?
I got one. My wife and I do not have to sign. What you'd have to do is. They'd have to come in if it's not me. Like we were talking to set it up, it'd have to be reconciled, signed off by the chief to reconcile with the city clerk.
It's a gas only.
Yeah, it's a gas only.
Or fuel.
Well, it's fuel only, yeah. But we would only be looking at gas. Diesel's not an issue.
Right.
You'd have to be writing that down every time you purchase it, and then at the end of the month, turn the slip into Jeremy so he knows what it's for?
Yeah, you'd have to reconcile it with the statement.
Well, they'd have to do it probably right away. Just bring the receipt back and
Bring
it right away, and then bring it to Jeremy.
Yeah,
we just got to make sure there's an itemized statement that's sent every month, and that's, that doesn't just give a total little say what actually was on there. So.
Yeah. Actually, what they do is they take it right out of the checking account the next day.
It's like a debit card rather than a credit card.
But you can only use it on fuel. The one that, so the one we have, you can't go in the store and buy a pop or nothing with it. It only works out there. You can't even get a car wash with it. It's just fuel.
But that way, Jeremy would know where to bill it to, either the fire department or to the park or whatever.
Right, and that's where it would be reconciled through me. I could mark it if it's public works.
As long as it's...
Well, they'll have the signatures on the slips.
Yeah. As long as Jeremy knows so where it goes, so.
If something happens, it can always be canceled.
Yeah. We need a motion on that?
I imagine we should, because it gives authorization for purchases.
Are you going to put is there a limit on it or not? Or that on this card or what?
I suppose one can set a limit of...
Is there, I don't know.
Well,
it wouldn't have to be much of a limit because they ain't going to use that often.
Basically, they told me that being it's through a government agency, that it should be called in anyway to get the application.
Right, and I just stopped in and talked to him about that.
So it's got to go through. People got to talk about it rather than.
Right, that makes sense.
And then one can state it too or inquire. Can put a limit on it.
I make a motion to get a gas card, quick trip for fire department and for the city of Hamburg, for parks and whatever, for Greg. So.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to proceed to get a gas card, a quick trip for fuel only. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And Chief will probably want to sit down and get that SOP put together then.
But as for any other gas, if they're willing to give that key from Miller's,
yeah,
you know,
grass rig and stuff. You mentioned that Jen has got a resignation in.
Yep.
I think the council has to make a motion to accept the resignation. Because we have to make a motion to accept them also. So I imagine we should almost entertain a motion to accept the resignation of Jen Baker as of October 1st.
So moved. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to accept the resignation of Jen Baker as of October 1st. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Sorry, it is. Before I forgot.
I was going to say that.
And Peyton has a call. You guys are going to wait a moment.
I don't think there was a problem with the paid-on call. Am I correct, counsel?
I don't think we... Did we decide on it or not? I don't think so.
We haven't made a formal motion one way or another, but when we were going through the budgetary process, we did put it in the budget as something to consider. I don't think anybody has had an issue with doing the paid call.
I think we just have to agree on a percentage, right?
Pardon?
We have to just agree on a percentage.
Well, that was kind of...
Because I think we all agreed that we were going to do it, but I think we had to figure out what the amount was.
As far as I know, there's about $10 per paid on call and the 20% attendance. Am I correct?
For the paid call and for the pension aspect.
Was training included in that?
No.
Well, that was another thing that was on the list about doing $10 per training as well. But that was a separate item in and of itself. Because the percentage wouldn't apply to the training. At least I didn't think that we were including that.
No.
And that wasn't the intention, right? For the fire department, that wasn't the intention. The percentage wasn't on their end. They weren't assuming that that was going to take into consideration training, were they?
Well, it was $10 per call, $10 per training. And the percentage was going to be 20% counting towards the calls.
On call only, not training.
Right, you're still going to get the $10 for training, it's just the trainings weren't going to count for any percentage.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm just clarifying.
Oh, right, you're saying they're not getting paid for the trainings?
No.
Well, we didn't speak of that yet.
No.
The trainings. The on call, we did.
Well, that's how we presented it last month.
Right, but we didn't make a decision on that. And I think from what our discussion was after the fact, that we would, for 2016, go the $10 paid on call, along with the 20% attendance, mm-hmm. And there was nothing for 2016 for the training.
Well, that's not what we presented.
That is correct, but this is what the city council discussed.
Well, then it's no.
Okay, then there won't be anything.
Again next year.
That's fine then.
All right.
Am I correct, council?
That your summarization of our conversation after Chief Buckentine talked last time, yes, that would be correct. We did talk about it in two separate ways.
All right.
Jeff,
start again next year.
Can I make a comment towards paid on call?
Sure.
I was probably one of the few on the department that was a little skeptical on going that route, and probably one of the more outspoken ones on the department about it. And my hang up was we were pushing to do that for a tool. kind of recruit people, maintain people.
The paid on call.
Right.
Which we agree with.
I think it's been a perception that always paid on call and call percentage go hand in hand. And to me, it's two separate issues. Every time we've talked about it in the past, it's always been if they go paid on call, they go call percentage. Not all departments have it connected that way. I have talked to a few, and yes, they have paid, or yes, they have a call percentage, but it has nothing to do with the paid on call portion of it. And the actual percentage that is set on most departments by the fire department, not the city council.
Right, but
and,
I think...
And the reason for that is it gives the fire department the ability to kind of place itself, because there's always concern about what if somebody's not doing more than they should be, or you have a slacker. The fire department as a whole knows who's doing what. They can elevate and raise that call percentage for the betterment of the department. And I'm not sure the city council can see inside the fire department to know what's best. You know, if you look back years, we had our numbers were at 32 people in our department. It was two more than what our enrollment was. Back then, having a rule that required people be at a percentage of call per year might have made more sense then than what it does now. Because we're sitting, you know, after Jen leaves and Adam leaves, our numbers are low. And I don't think putting a percentage of call as a requirement is in the best interest of the fire department or the city.
Don't you think, as the fire department, you want your members there?
Yeah, we do.
So that,
and
still,
I think that the paid on call portion, that might be incentive for some people to get out of bed at 2 in the morning.
That's fine.
To respond to a call.
Right.
And the minimum requirement is something that I think that is healthy for the department. But I think the power of setting that and monitoring it should be within the fire department. Just because I think right now the whole department is agreeing at 20%. They're saying that's what they want. I personally don't care for that number, but as a whole, the fire department did say that. But
that's
if people start seeing people start to lose interest in the fire department because we're asking too much for them and our numbers drop more, I think that's something the fire department should be able to recognize right away and monitor that and change it.
This is true, which was discussed that way. That I think there'd be, what, three people from the fire department and two from the city if there was an issue if somebody didn't make the 20%?
Discussed that we're going to have trainings in there, too.
You know, but we did discuss it.
I'd like to bring up kind of piggyback on his on Jeff's comment about recruitment and retention. I think Gary and Paul were the first ones to join the fire department that I can remember that were not from town. And to recruit somebody that doesn't have any roots here like myself, it's nice that you can take something back with you as far as getting paid for being out on calls and also for the trainings. And you can take back something at the end of the year, because if something were to happen where I lose my job and I have to move away from here, you know, I want to take something with me because maybe I don't qualify for my pension at that point.
Right, but we're not disputing the on-call pay. We will do that.
But also, for the trainings too, I mean, that's, you know, for the people that don't have parents to drop their kids off, you know, they have to get a babysitter. That's a lot of time away from your family, and also to line up a babysitter to make trainings.
Okay, but now you are getting a pension. So you got somebody who makes...
Not if I don't make it 10 years.
Let's say somebody who doesn't make their calls, or say you got 40, just let's use the number 40. 40, 20% is 8 calls that they have to make. So if they do really nothing with the pension, that could be classified as $200 a call. Is pension just designed to sit back and relax and get it anyway?
Why wasn't that an issue the last 100 years?
I think there was more people who joined because they wanted to, and I don't think they were looking at it for the money.
Grandpas are gone. He just said we don't have this.
I know that.
But yeah, I mean that's.
But you've got calls. And if somebody makes their eight, is that $80 gonna sway them? Or if they make $100? That isn't much for a year.
How much do you guys get for an extra meeting?
$50.
How many hours of training did like the older guys go through as far as firefighter one and two? How many hundreds of hours?
There's a lot of, it's a
time. So I mean it's to recruit new people, again, it's a really good tool to have.
It's incentive.
It's yes.
Council, you know,
because right now, to be honest with you, we're after Adam's gone, we're at 24. We're at 24 people, right? Is that what we're going to
do?
With Jen and Adam gone. Like, years ago, when I first joined, I got in because we just had Adam. That was 10 years ago. I now have 10 years in. I have stuck how much time and effort into this. Dick, you have been on the department for how long?
I have 30.
There you go. It's a little more incentive to try and get more people to join. Right now, we're lucky we have Ross that moved to town, and he decided to join. Anthony Van Haften. Great. Young guy. We'll take anybody right now.
Right. You're
and
in
most
that
people,
position.
And most people, there might be more guys coming, but they have no incentive for it. You give us this incentive.
When these two younger ones just joined, did you tell them, you know, to get paid for it, or did they just want to join because they wanted to join?
Basically, one was, it was either join here or move to Norwood and get Holland to join. Because we need the people.
This is correct.
Well, the thing is, with all the training that is now required, it's not just a matter of you come in and you get issued a bunker coat and a hat and boots and whatnot. You've got to go through all this training, and you've got your first responder training and whatnot. And that's a big time commitment. And for somebody to come in here and they're doing all this for free, which Justin, as I understand it, that's basically the way it's been for however long. And Hamburg is the only department that doesn't get any kind of pay for their calls and their training. Is that correct?
In the counties that we serve.
Pardon?
In the two counties we serve. So from Gilman to Chanhassen, we're not one of them.
Yeah. And so I just think it's, you know, to not give the fire department anything, I think that's wrong. They work really hard. They are a dedicated group of people. They all went out here to this Hayfield fire on Sunday. Everybody got it from their homes and whatnot. And so I think to show our appreciation to the fire department, we've got to do something. We just can't let this slide.
We will do the paid on call.
But I think the training is a big thing too, Dick, because of all the hours that they have to put in. And I think that's something we have to address.
I don't think it's due for 2016, maybe 2017.
Why wait?
Well, I think so.
But what does the council think?
That's what I'm asking right now.
I think we should go for the training and do it now.
We have three other ones that give your opinion.
Well, just food for thought to think about in regards to adding this on as an incentive to be on the fire department, that no matter what else we decide to do going forward in the budget process, that will increase the budget by 2%. And that doesn't include any other things we have talked about that we want to do. And if one of our goals has been, as we talked about in the budget workshop, is not to have a 5 or 8 or 9 or 10% increase in our budget, I mean, some things we have to take a hard look at and see, I mean, does it make sense from a retention standpoint, from a recruitment standpoint? If that benefit outweighs the increase of that 2%, then yeah, then I think that's something we consider and we think about as we go through the budget process. But I would be a little leery of the fact that if we don't do all and we do most, that wouldn't be a win for the fire department as well. I mean, I think if you get something out of the deal, again, we have to go through the budget process to make sure that we can afford it, that would make sense. But I think we need to be fiscally responsible in that as well, just to make sure. And I've had a number of conversations with the chief in that about this process and trying to get it done as well. And I think, you know, if we're having troubles making fire department members be accountable, then, you know, we need to help them along that process. And at the same token, if it can help recruit and retain, yeah, then if it fits in the budget, let's do it. But if not, we might have to do a phased-in approach.
I don't think you'll get anybody to criticize us for doing something to help the fire department, because they do a lot for the city. And if we have to cut someplace else to accommodate the fire department, I think that's the thing to do.
Well, I don't know where the money's coming from. We just got a $20,000 lawyer bill. That how much? That's almost a 10% increase in taxes right there. Do we want more, or can we wait a year or two?
So when you're still able to get raises when you're requiring $25,000 a year, but as that number's been cut in half, that's just forgotten?
That's due to market fluctuation. It has nothing to do with anything other than that.
That was going to these firefighters for the time they put in.
Oh, I understand that. But what I'm saying is the reason why we don't have to put quite as much in right now is because the market has come back, and we're not underfunded as much as we were in the past. Now, if we were 100% funded, our contribution wouldn't be as much every year, and I would be on board with the thought process you're going with that. But the fact, if we do have another market correction, then we're back at possibly $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 going back into that fund.
You were severely in debt for years and still got raises, and no one ever worried about market inflections.
I wasn't on the council and didn't live in the city at that time. So I can't speak to the past councils in that regard.
You're right. We were severely in debt. And hopefully we can stay above.
But the pension were given, but we suffered it on the end when we had billed the $48,000 or whatever to contribute that.
All them people retired that didn't put in near the training that these guys have to now either.
Probably some did. A lot didn't.
The other question I have for you too, Chief, then if we decide to do the phase-in approach and that's not going to be something that's going to be acceptable to the fire department, the conversation we had about the executive committee probably isn't going to be able to go forward, not because of the council's actions, but because of what the league has recently put out in regards to the viewing of the fire departments as city employees and the electoral process that goes on in a lot of fire departments. And so the committee that we were talking about would actually have to go through the personnel committee, which I think we would be able to expand. I think the league would allow us to expand it to have an officer like yourself or one of your chiefs on there. But the only reason I bring it up is so far you said, okay, if we don't do all the rest of it, it's a done deal. But part of the conversation was the executive committee as well. And I'm just letting you know the league has changed a few statutes in regards to that I just found out in the last about a few days.
So are we going to sit down and figure out what's really all going on here? Or it seems like rules are changing here every 2 or 3 months. That's what I'm getting out of it.
I don't think it is.
I'm sensing games.
No, we're going by the facts of what it's going to cost us.
You had them facts in May already. Taking 5 months to get to here. Last 3 months we've been putting trainings in, and now it's good, but you just take it out.
And the contributions were at 6,000, now they went to 12,000. That just happened last month.
It was at 9,000 and went to 12,000. So it was 6. That was last year.
Well, I'm not the only one here. We got 4 council members, so.
No, we're trying to make it work, and it's not working.
Yeah, it's not working.
Can't work, because there's no more money.
Lots I'm supposed to tell these guys, thanks for everything you do, but there's no money.
The paid on call, we will pay, along with the increase in pension, which we agreed on. The only thing is the training one that might go to 2017. We didn't rule it out by any means.
No, it just got changed from last month to now without letting anyone know. We're supposed to just accept it.
6,700.
Chief, I wouldn't say it's completely off the board. I would just say that it's part of the broad budget process that we're going through. And it's not going to change anything until December 31st, no matter what decision is made anyway.
I'll bring it back to the members, but I'm pretty sure I know what it costs. Are we done with that?
As far as I'm concerned, unless the council's got any comments yet. We can move on.
Social media issues.
Yeah, I know Spandy and I haven't talked yet. We're going to talk about it tomorrow night, but one of the things that the league is cracking down on or is trying to have cities get more control over, which is one of the issues why Wendell is up here as well, in regards to extra expenses going on by private data getting put out on public websites. One of the things we just need to do is put a safeguard around whatever social media that the fire department's going to be using has administrative oversight by the city in that. And it doesn't mean that we can't use it. We just need to have the oversight so that way no private data hits that website. And if it accidentally does, we have the ability to pull it off as quickly as we can. I mean, that's the whole thing behind it.
And the only thing I would anticipate that ever could happen would be on Facebook. In both the Facebook site and the website, we can give a non-elected official admin rights to do that because nobody can post things to the website. That's just going to be used for informational stuff like we use for the State Pride or Job Feed. We just now have a pop-up for asking for new members to sign up. You know, pictures of training, but there will be no scene photos, you know, anything like that.
Yeah. And just one of the things we'll have to caution, too, about photos on the website, we'll have to make sure that we get something signed by the members that are going to be on the website, because technically you guys are city employees, and therefore your picture cannot be on a public website provided by the city. Or
does that also go for like community events? So if we have pictures of the State Pride and somebody, George Schmoe from the public, we have to sign him?
No, not public person. No, it's just city employees. Their picture of city officials or county officials or state officials are just, you know, Joe Smith down the pipe, down the road. Different ball game there.
So just to throw a kink in there, say we do have a Matt Cavalty training, which is down the road, part of it, and worth it. We have peace officers show up, and we have to have them sign because it is a training, but yet they are not funded under cost. And that's why I'm getting on this, because if it's a state pride, it's a public event, fine. But if it's training, and we have to have all other departments sign as well. Just to be a devil's advocate.
No, that's a great question. And from what I've gleaned from the league's information on it, my first answer would be no, but I think that we'd want to double check that just in case.
So I guess from what I don't know if Justin can speak for him, but I don't think any of us would really care. I understand where you're coming from to cover your shorts, but I'm also going to be a devil's advocate for when we do have a training and we have outside personnel come in. Mm-hmm. They will be paid. Say we do have somebody special training to come in, we have to pay them. They are going to be considered employed, right? Because we are paying them.
No, they'd be
an independent contract.
They would be an independent. So do we have to have them sign the table?
No,
they need a service. I'm just being a devil's advocate.
No, that's good.
The way everything's going around, you know, I'm trying to cover our shorts too.
So basically what it's going to come down to, we just designate city clerk as an admin on web page and Facebook. We should be good.
Yeah.
We can work with Jeremy on that. It shouldn't be a problem. Radio replacement, brought it up last year. The radio has to go in again. They said to get them fixed. Get them fixed now. We got 2 to 2.5 years until they won't even look at them anymore.
Which one is the worst? The more than our problems? Or?
Same one goes in every year. So that's kind of keeps having it in to get that one replaced.
Which one is it?
The old training officer one. Everything. Yours had it 2-3 years. I had it going. I don't have it going. Chris had it going.
Where's it going? You go to like Anton? Or is it?
It's closing to Anton.
So is it there now, or are you going to be planning on sending it there?
Well, before we send it in, we're wondering what the future plans are. If we're going to start looking at replacing some, or...
When did they get replaced last?
Are these the ones that came in on the grant?
That's the more relevant on our air radios.
Right. 2002, maybe 2004,
3,
somewhere
in there.
They're talking about it, they're around. Anton said, they said there's no set date for 2-2.5 years, maybe a little more. We won't even look at it anymore. And even now, depending on what's wrong with them, they won't do with somebody.
Oh, it's been override in the county?
Well, not on this one, we can get it fixed again. $4,500 for a radio.
$4,500 radio.
Correct me if I'm wrong, did the FT ever come with a proposal how many they need in the dollar?
We brought it up last year and told it's a non-issue. We're going to start consolidating the two phones.
We said that?
You said that.
I don't remember. Consolidating between the counties?
Between counties.
Counties. I don't know how that would work. Or...
And we didn't either.
That don't make sense.
So they're giving us, a 3-year window or something that they think? Or could it be
shorter? They're not shot now. We don't have to get 26 new ones
no.
in 3 years, but as they go.
Well, I guess the thing that would be wise if we know it's a 3-year window, get a third of them each year. I mean, it would make sense from a budgetary standpoint. Instead of, because you would say, how much are they, a radio?
$4,500 so far this year, with a $3,000 radio budget, and we haven't sent any in yet. There's one pager that might have to go in.
But so they're $4,500 a radio?
That's for one.
Okay. And then we have 26. So, we're... Almost. So if we do them over a 3-year period, at least we can break them in. Would they be compatible with the current ones then if we did something like that?
Yeah, it's just 800 megahertz.
Oh, okay.
So it's all, everything's on that new. And we've got Pete Souter at Dispatch programs. I'm calling that our own program system. We just need the radio even program us. Okay. And they're early on talks, they're going to look at the company line grant. From what I hear, I don't know if that's secure all over.
But it's pretty definitive, though, that in 3 years, these...
Yeah.
They're not going to service them, or the parts won't be available.
They won't even look at them, he said. There's no set date yet, but he told us about 3 years last year. And last week, they called and said 2-2.5 years.
Yeah, we might want to... One of our next budget conversations, we may want to have those numbers to start looking at. Instead of having to wait 2 years down the road and all of a sudden being slammed and having to...
Well, like I said, we're not going to have to get 26 in 1 year by no means.
Right.
Our program is still fine. It's just the radio itself.
Sorry. It's on the wish list, so...
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess if you have to send it in, do it. See what happens. Any else for the council or council for chief?
Just to let you guys know, we've got raffles going on right now. Talk to any firemen if you want to buy some good raffle tickets.
When's the date?
December 5th is drawing the park side.
All right.
That's the one. That's the one now. We're going to get a flyer. Do you think we'll do a sign for the other stuff?
regards to the fire department and how I view the fire department. It just seems like I've always viewed the fire department as an extension of the city, and we're part of the city. But it seems like in the 19 years I've been on a department, the level of trust going back and forth right now is at an all-time level. And it's not a shame on you or shame on me or shame on somebody else. It's kind of a shame on us, because it just doesn't seem like this community is functioning as a whole. I mean, fire department's part of the same building we're all in right now, and we're an extension. But it just seems like we're not working together. Something's got to change. It's like we need somebody to stand up and finally say, we need to get through this. We need to put everything to bed that happened in the past. We need to re-rally the troops. We need to work together. We need to know that the city is going to help us with these numbers. If we fall to 20 members, is the city going to have our back to help bring more people in? You know, are we going to be able to work together? Because it's just my perception, but it just seems like it's at an all-time low, and it's sad. You know, I haven't seen this in 19 years on the department. And it's not putting blame on any one person either. It's the whole group. It's just my comment. I just need to say it, get out of my chest, because things are not operating the way they should go.
I'll agree with you there, because I think I'm just going to put my two cents word in like you did. You know, there's a lot of costs coming in to the city. You know, everybody's got to get by on, how should I say, we're trying to keep the budget so the community can, how do you say,
live here.
Well, you know, you always hear tax increases. I don't know what the township is doing for you. If it's going to be up, down. You know, right now the city put in already for, I think it's a 11% increase in the levy. And granted, we're not going to stay there. We got to whittle it down. You know, but I mean, like, it's got to be give and take between both. I agree.
But my comment isn't even regarding the paid on call portion of it. You can throw that out the window and not give us anything. I'm just saying the level of working trust between the city right now is at all time low. It's not even nothing to do with the $10 per call or $10 per training. It's just the general atmosphere. I mean, we're all part of the same group here. I mean, if our membership goes down to 15, it's not the fire department suffering. It's the whole city.
Yeah. It's the whole community.
It's the whole community, yes. And it just seems like we need a little more cohesion between everybody in this room and everybody that's on the fire department every meeting and training. You know, it's everybody. I don't know if the answer is to fix it, but
yeah,
it's not just throw money at it either. It's more than that. It's personalities and just being able to work together.
Piggybacking off of Jeff, who's going to be the future? Probably not him. He might go back home. Justin might go back home. I've been here all my life. Who's going to be the shoulder that's going to fall on next? Could be mine. Could be Stevens. Steven Seward's. My little brother Nick. We don't know.
That's right, we don't know.
And it's we have to start working together. Everybody can see. And I understand it's budgets. Everybody's got budgets. I understand. But you also, you know, we're trying to work with you guys too.
And we're trying to work with you. We did have a proposal that we were gonna okay already for next year. You know.
Well, and
it's a start. I would call that we're kind of working together.
And Mayor and fire department members, I think it goes a little bit beyond. I think Mr. Eggers hits it right on the head there. And I know Chief and I, we've talked about looking at the bylaws and looking at our manual and that, and getting more of a congruency there in that, and actually reading after some of the new information that's come out this year from the league, we actually have to have quite the conversation in it, and I think after that going forward, I think we'll have a greater understanding, not just the council, but the fire department as well, as where things are going to go going forward as a group and as a whole in that. Just because I don't think there is as much back and forth as there should be. You know, like, and I don't know if there ever was in the past. I don't, you know, it was non-councils back in the past, but I think some of the misconceptions that get set out there, you know, if we had more communication, it wouldn't be like that.
So you're saying basically lack of communication between everybody?
Yeah, I think
that's kind of what I'm getting.
Well, there's too many entities involved right now. The city's hands are tied by higher ups, and it just chain reaction just dwindles down. People in departments say, well, it's the city. Well, it's up the ladder a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, there
could be interpretations, but it's a lot of handshakes in there that's going to be overcome.
Anything else? Thank you. Move on, Mr. Carls.
Thank you. Evening.
You got it.
I am in process. Like to build 20x22. Got some numbers. Just a
it's true that.
No, I didn't have that one.
Okay. This one don't have the done.
Anyway, talking with Jeremy in the permit process, we over a period of time found out we needed a legal description for some railroad property that was beyond that house. And obtained that. And then the other thing was we get some documentation from Mr. Stewie on a parcel behind my house that was not incorporated in my parcel ID way back when. So we went back, we got that. I acquired that from Wendell and his wife. And got that new legal description off of the survey that was done in the early 80s, whatever, from Sibley Engineering. And now I guess I've learned that there has to be a 35-foot setback. I'm only at 30.
Yeah, I was reading in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's for grant of variance for that 5 feet. Can that be done?
Well, I talked to.
Well, that piece of parcel is not annexed to the city yet.
Yeah.
And according to your city planner, Mr. Johnson,
that should
it
be
has to be done before anything gets done.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable with that.
To get it annexed, or?
No. I would like to start this fall, as far as cross-footings and so forth. But according to the letter that Jeremy and I have, that won't happen until these other conditions are met or whatever. Correct me if I'm wrong.
So what is the next step? That it has to be annexed? Is that the requirement?
Well, there's a few concerns I have, and it has nothing to do with that I don't want to help Scott out or get him to a point where he can get a permit and get that this done this winter. But I think whatever the council does, you have to follow what we've done in the past. We also need to follow your city zoning ordinances. Okay. This memo pretty well outlines what our city zoning ordinances are. So kind of the first thing is a survey. So the big thing there is, you know, you need a survey so I can know where the pins are.
Pins are there.
Okay.
You've got documentation.
I don't have documentation on the pins. I mean, I have legal. Right. I don't have
the just didn't pull the numbers out of the sky.
Well,
they come off.
You know, I don't even know if I want to get involved because I don't.
I don't either. I don't want to yell at you.
What did we do for Hendershot? That one's fast.
Same thing.
Okay.
And it didn't affect it. Was a,
no, actually.
It was a 2-month process of media yeah. I've seen before I brought it to council.
I thought with Hendershot that worked pretty smooth.
Once he came here.
It did, once it came here. Yeah, there's a lot of work behind
yeah, there's 3 months into this.
Already. See, you know. And, you know, these are kind of the steps I outlined to Scott. The big issue was he didn't want to get a survey. I feel there's, you know, there should be a survey. Council can move forward, but it's not going to be my decision or my recommendation if they want to do it without a survey. Whenever we've done an annexation, it's never required a survey.
Is it required or
is
it required?
We've, the city has done a required survey for annexation.
Excuse me, Michael?
No. I had a survey done when the Stewie addition was done, and I don't remember what year it was, around 1976, when those 6 lots were plotted out. I had them survey this location because there was a disagreement between Ray Sutherland and myself. He claimed he had some land that was mine. He claimed that to be his land. So I had it surveyed. Those pins are in place. And to force Scott to do a survey of what? Now you're going to make him survey the other end of his lot?
So all of this... When this got split, so are all 4 pins in there then? Of this parcel, so the 2 back pins? Here for his current property, and then are these 2 pins in?
Well, the new pins would not be Jeremy.
No, that's why I need a survey.
Well, that's remember what? That thing you copied, though? That comes off of them pins.
Then that's up to the council. If they won't change
those pins are in place.
I stand here. I just
a new line.
My thing would be to follow what Mr. Johnson wants
to do.
Council can do what they want.
Because it's township. And it's setback. It's not housing the parcel.
And the reason why I need them pins is because I need to verify, you know, that that's what it is, where it is. And it verifies that that legal description is correct.
In the survey, you have Wendell Wooden confirm that? Or,
this
or is it too old? Or
it's a new parcel.
Oh.
That description will tell you where those pins are.
This tells you everything in accordance with the one you got for the new plot. If you want to copy, you may do so.
Jeremy, what's the railroad going to say if it's not surveyed?
I'm just telling you my thought, because
the railroad's required.
I'm telling you what my requirement is and how it should be done. I know it sucks, and I know it's a lengthy process, but it's the correct process. And I know I don't want to piss Scott off, but yet I'm here to do what's best for the city. This is why we hired Dean Nelson. This is why we have zoning. Yes, Lango understand in 76. We've changed things since then. You know, zoning ordinances is new and...
The pins are there. The description is there.
You know, I had that surveyed by my place because the neighbor was...
I got the copy of that thing that Dick is reading right now, the gentleman told me, he says, I will measure off the 2 pins that are there right now and charge you $450. That's what he told me.
The Sibley guys from what you said, the same surveyor, come out. They did it from the aerial thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's fine. $750. We can buy and go by the pins. If you locate pins for me, we can do that. So if we get past that, we're still the annexation. So you have to combine the parcels to go through the variance process. You know, it's a lengthy process. And I know it sucks. I'll be honest, but it's just, well.
I see 4 points there, and each one of those points, it says, is required. And I think for the city to go against that, even though I feel for Scott, I think that, you know, we're opening ourselves to criticism if we omit one of those points where it says is required and it comes back and bites us at a later date.
There's no development going on in that backyard.
Yeah, but if we do things and change it now.
How many times has it been changed since I had the last variance? The setback is now 35, it was 30 then. It just.
I didn't make the changes.
I didn't either. I'm just a donkey in the middle.
I'm just the messenger, so please don't shoot the messenger. But also,
I mean, we're talking about another 3 months here.
Is this the breakdown of that whole parcel? So this is an actual legal description of.
That's a joint. Yes.
Of this.
My outlot 7 is in there.
You've got a
right, but this is what that whole.
My new legal description.
You have a legal description.
So fine. Can I talk, please?
Yeah.
And just explain. You know, if you want to go off just the legal description, that's fine. It's not my recommendation, but the council can do that. And go by the pins, but we're still going to need some type of plans. I need some detailed plan of the lot, showing the house, where it's going to sit on the lot, you know, how far it is from the lot. I mean, that's not sufficient enough for me. I need something drawn, shows deck here, you know, 30 feet to the back lot or whatever. I mean, it just, you know, I know you're upset, Scott, but
what should I be? We started this in May. You told me to give a legal description.
Yeah, and a survey. Brought me that, but I told you there's annexation, the variance, all these other steps that have to be done too. I can't help that. I can't break the law.
I understand.
Why does that have to be annexed?
You have two different tax
breaks.
Because
you can't put that
structure
on without going through the due process of one, having two things on separate parcels, one in the city, one in there, because what we have there is he needs to bring that parcel in and combine it, and then we have to go through the variance process because
it's not going to be on that property.
No, it's not, but.
Well, we had the same thing with Hendershite's property. For him to sell it, it had to be annexed.
I'm trying to do is avoid all the headaches that were done in the past when we just said, get it done.
Yeah.
You know,
Jeremy, is there a week?
We got a professional over his opinion. You know, I don't know. Whatever I say is not going to be right. So.
No, I disagree with you, Jeremy. I think you are right because it says required. Is there a way that we could, Jeremy, do this in conformance with this letter, but a way to speed up the process?
One that has to be drafted, that has to be done.
No, I'm just asking, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going through. So we have to do the annexation, right? So that's got to be drafted up, which technically, Mr. Carls, since he's the one that wants to annex, should be the one putting that together.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem if the council's fine with it, having our attorney draft it up. And then the council deciding on who pays for it. I mean, ideally, you know, who wants to do the annexation is typically who should pay.
So wouldn't Scott just have to go down to the county to get that started?
Scott might have
annexation?
To
no, that has to go through the city.
We have to have a public hearing,
and
right?
We already went to the county and permitted. We both signed the application.
Right, but I'm saying us and the township have to agree on a joint resolution to annex the property. Then it needs to go to the state, and the state needs to approve it.
Well, Scott's not going to do it alone.
I'd definitely help you, Scott. Trust me.
There's other property owners along the line that have township property that if this is good for one, it's going to be good for everybody type of thing.
Well, it'd be the same process.
And I think that's why we have the four bullet points, is that we're trying to keep the same process for everybody.
Yeah.
That's the way I read it.
No, I'm sorry, I pointed you in the wrong direction. My neighbor's property is going to stay in the other American Township. Mine that has to be annexed. If we're going to annex something to the city,
right,
we're going to bring them all at the same time. I feel. You're not going to say, well, your building, you're going to pay for this.
I hate to say it, but that might add more time. Because we've got to get them all probably, the grants probably, to do it.
It's probably scrapped at this point anyway, because...
I don't want you to scrap it. I'm just...
Well,
if I
sorry, I'm sorry.
Bearer of the bad news, but it's just... It's, we can't just do things, but do things in a proper way, in the way we have things outlined in our... And I understand, Scott, I know rules change all the time.
Too much.
You know, there's too many laws, there's too many rules. I understand that concept, but, I mean, to go, all I ever hear since I've worked here is people complain about how things were done in the past, and I'm trying to change that. So we do things right and stay with one procedure and stay with it. You know, it's a, I always tell people it's a 60 to 90 day process, and I can't even guarantee that. To start, you know, things like that. And that's without a variance. So like with Hattershy's, that was 3 months. That was, you know, that's one thing council doesn't see. That was a lot of work back and forth. If you want to read my emails, we're talking 2-3 months I went back and forth with Mr. Hattershy to get that squared away and finally get the surveys the way they needed to be. And going back and forth with the attorney. So then when it comes forth to the council, yeah, it's pretty cut and dry. And then there's a lot of work in between. You know, and I don't know that I've ever done, since I've been here, an annexation without a survey. So it's just, I'm just saying, this procedure we've done, and I know it's an expense. I mean, it's, you know, I'm the pickle in the middle here. I'm the messenger that gets shot, but I'm just...
Okay, so according to this, to get a survey, how long does it take to get a survey? You can call...
Probably get it surveyed this week yet, maybe.
Possible.
Yeah.
You know, then we would have to start the annexation process.
Yep.
Okay. Which involves just at a meeting to start it, to make a motion to start the process.
You vote to approve the annexation. You know, we would sign the joint resolution within the township. We'd have to have a meeting and sign that resolution also.
Right.
Then it's got to go to the state, which that can be another month.
Yeah.
Is there a fee involved with the annexation?
Yes.
$50, I believe it is.
Yes.
I guess I don't know. I never didn't know how this city operated through the years, but with the Stewie Edition over there, two of those lots, that land was annexed, and mine, Mike Buckenthin's, wasn't. It's not annexed. That same strip of railway property.
I can't answer to that because, like I said, I wasn't here.
And that happened how many years ago? 35 years ago or whatever it was. Some gets annexed, some doesn't.
Doing this.
And that's supposed to be my fault.
Believe it or not, Scott, the reason why I'm doing this is to avoid you any headache when you do sell your property.
It should have never been transferred to my ownership then. By my understanding, by the way you guys are talking, when my title work was done, when I purchased that place, that should have never got sold like that, with Wendell's name on it in the backyard, because it's landlocked, right?
Correct. Like I said, once again,
well, it's nobody's fault.
I'm trying to learn from the past, correct it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
We don't have these headaches in the future. Yeah. I mean, I just... Don't get me wrong, Scott, I feel for you. I do, you know, put my heart into my job and try to help people. I really do. But also, I have the tough position of doing what's best for the city also, you know, long term. You know, hence why we redid our ordinances, hence why we changed some things. And
but you're also saying the legal description is not good enough.
Well, if you were listening, I said that's not on me. That's up to the council if they want to accept that, and we can move forward.
Well, and the process that we've been following lately has been to have a survey.
Yeah.
done. And so, again, to not have to have someone sit here 35 years from now saying, well, we did it this way 35 years ago. This is the way we've been doing it since I've been on council. And I, you know, and it was.
Is there some kind of formal agreement that we proceed with the annexation with a, and still obtain a building permit? Or is that. I know that's jumping the hurdles, but.
Well, I don't think.
I can't guarantee the variance, that's the problem. You know, and I don't see a problem with the annexation.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
I probably don't see a problem with the variance. But. Let's say that's out of my hand again.
You know what
or
I could.
If the council doesn't grant the variance and you did the building permit, you're up that money. That's.
Well, okay. The other part too is if the township doesn't allow us to annex the property in.
Right. I mean, so it's just. And I don't want to set a precedent doing this because then the next one, they're going to go, well, I'm going to so and property and you guys did this.
I can see
why
it.
Why would you give cut out an extra step for him and not.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just well, I feel bad for you, Scott. Really, I do because I can understand if I was trying to do an addition and
what I can see
it always seems like you're just jumping through hoops to get something done.
What I could see happening with the county here or the township is they would want to annex this whole thing.
And my only other fear is, to be honest, just because I want to throw it all out there, we're dealing with the railroad. We're not dealing with a neighbor.
Right. But they would probably want to annex that whole thing in because
I don't know what
to square things off.
No objection or what they could bring forth. But, you know, I never know. I mean, if you talk to all your neighbors and, yeah, you know.
I would be wagering every penny that I have that those records that when I purchased that railroad land, they will have no record of that anywhere. That railroad property has changed ownership so many times, there's no way that I'm going to believe that they've kept up with it. But I know what you're saying.
But I got to send them a notice and they don't comment? Great. You know?
It's but, probably the best thing if they don't comment.
Right. But I can't, I don't have a lot of money, so I'm not going to put any of my money forward or guarantee anything. That's all I'm saying.
Where's the ownership of the railroad right now? Where's it at?
Chicago?
No, Tennessee, I think it is.
TC&W.
Yeah,
Tennessee.
Yeah. Based out of Glencoe.
Were they out of town? Were they headquartered?
Redwood Fall, I think, is headquartered.
Is it?
Oh, okay.
Well, I think they got an office in Glencoe.
Yeah, they got an office in Glencoe.
I guess the other thing is if you're gonna go through this, then why aren't you gonna annex the other land too? I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
It's not a problem. The city.
Mike's
the right to do that, but now we can't force them in.
You're forced to be.
Only because it's a requirement of the code. Be able to do what you want to do.
The other ones are
now, if you weren't doing the addition or you didn't need a variance or, you know what I mean, Scott? If you didn't need a variance and you met setbacks, I wouldn't be asking you to bring the property in. You know, I hope you understand.
That wasn't so many years ago that the city had a big thing on about straightening out borders, property lines around the city.
We talked about, we held meetings, Wendell.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to annex the property in, and the council, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't want to force anybody in. I mean, we had committees here and a few others, and there were quite a few people here that night.
I don't know, approached.
Oh, there was a big patch of us here.
Just with the railroad, be careful what you open up, because that land between me and you, or what people call city line,
it's not
city.
No.
I've said that for many years.
I know that.
Yeah,
railroad.
Yeah. All the way to the curb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
That far.
Yeah.
That's what they told me at the courthouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that.
Yep. That's what I said a few times.
Yeah. Draw something off that you guys that maintained it for 30 freaking years.
I said that since they started charging us for easements. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to I'm just doing things how I've done things since we've done annexations. And
I mean, I guess if it was up to me, Scott, I would say go ahead and do it, but I believe that Jeremy has a process and the city has a process, and I do think we should follow it, stick to it, unfortunately.
I guess I should have built and asked for forgiveness first. Been easier. I understand.
I think
it is what it is, but I hope you understand. You know, it's tough on our end too.
I don't know. I think you should go ahead with it. You probably won't get it built this year, but I think you'd be happy you went ahead with it.
Well, materials have been laying there since I've lost my leg, so the next thing I'm going to get a letter is my backyard is junky.
Oh.
And then I'm really going to go off the deep end.
Yeah.
Nobody's probably seen it yet.
Well, after yesterday's wind, it's a price.
It's still there, yeah.
Well, I guess
we got to move forward, guys. It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So, what's the next step? He gets a survey, and then
that's up to council if they want to require it or not. I think that's the one thing.
Okay, he can have the survey pretty fast.
Yeah.
Then it's up to us and the
annexation. Yeah. Then we got to annex it in.
Right. Which involves another meeting.
Yeah. No problem running into there because, you know, we can speed it up by having a second meeting, but I don't know about township. I mean, is that going to be their November meeting then when they would act on it? Or are they going to hold a special meeting?
Well, if he gets it surveyed.
They're going to hold a special meeting. They're going to send it to me and them.
I know. Exactly. That's the problem. I mean, that's the...
Who would inquire to the township on that? Scott or us?
Either or, I guess.
Just walk over there and ask him right now.
I
think that would be a smart idea.
Yeah. It might save a month.
Or if there'd be something that comes up between now and the next meeting, how they would handle it.
Or if they would approve it tonight, and then they can come in and sign it when we approve it at the next meeting.
Maybe the idea is to sit around here.
This you want? Or this, what you gave?
Yeah, that would be good if they approve it first.
Well, one with the little red boxes would be the nice one, wouldn't it?
There you go. Please, Scotty. Please. Real nice.
Well, they got it all planned tonight.
Right. So she wants if they approve tonight. Approve it. That way,
sugar on your lips.
One step on the way.
Scotty, sugar on your lips.
So all that has to be accomplished before we even call for the permit? It has to be stamped, crossed?
Yeah, what I would say, I mean,
surveyors
on the way. Surveyors on the way.
It's $400 to take a tape measure out of this truck. Don't sit right with me, okay? That's not my decision.
You know, because I'm not comfortable issuing a building permit, and even I think Dean described in his memo, you know,
they would want
because
it.
Because I need to know the annexation went through, the combined lots, you know, all that has to be done before we can even hold the, you know, the public hearing to get variance. You know, and then I need drawings too, detailed drawings showing.
Scotty, they would want it. The township would want it.
They don't care about that $2 of tax money.
Yeah. they would want it surveyed, I'm sure of that.
That way. It's just
a formality.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
it's a process.
I guess the way I look at it, we went down to the state and had to do something.
Yeah.
They got a set of rules, rules and regulations, and we may not all agree with them, but, you know, the rules are there for a reason.
That's why they agree to disagree.
Yeah. I don't agree with life sometimes, but...
Well, if you want to stop over real quick...
Then stop back.
So well. And we're going to continue with some other stuff, but we'll thank you when you come back.
Thank you.
We'll just temporarily move to the old city business. September meetings.
Jeremy, how long would he start? How long would he start talking about this?
He came to me in May. I told him what I needed.
And so he hasn't done anything since May.
He got, you know, the first thing I told him, you need to purchase that property, and I need at least a legal. And I told him a survey at that time. Hmm. And he argued with me in the office about, well, not argued, but disagreed. That
yeah.
He doesn't feel he can get a survey, but I said, well, I strongly recommend surveys. So it came to me last week, you know, but finally the split and all that.
But that's 5 months later.
Well, I know. So yeah. I want to work with them, but yet I don't want to go outside the lines here because it sets a precedent for others, you know, to come and go, hey, what you did. And I've heard horror stories of how things were done in the past, and I don't want to deal with them. The past is the past. You learn from it, and we move on. And,
That's why we have processes.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And not everybody's going to agree with them. You know, and sometimes, you know, you yourself may not agree with them, but
I had to do it twice.
It you know.
Cost me 750 both times.
A lot of people, I get a lot of people complain too, why do I even got to get a permit to put in a door? I mean, I don't want to put in a door. Well, you know, when things are there to protect you too, though. And I'm also doing this to protect Scott. I want to make that clear because if he would sell his property or what, and he didn't do it right, we have a whole, let me just tell you, there's somebody doing 20 years in, going to be doing 20 years in jail right now for lying on their property.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They covered it up, said they didn't do nothing with the disclaimer, and there was a sinkhole there, and they just fixed it up and sold the house.
Whoops.
20 years in jail they got for that. So I'm just telling you that there are consequences for doing things outside the lines. And I do that to protect you. But just like I say with a permit, it's to protect you. So when you buy a home, there's so many so-called handymen out there that aren't so handy. That's why we have codes.
Well, I mean, there's no mistaking here. You know, is required. You know.
No, it doesn't say that. It says you may require is what it says. It doesn't say anything about is required.
Is required. Anyway, is required.
This is the process is required. That we've gone through. So,
is required.
Dick, what you got next? Old city business. You said
old city business.
Okay.
September meetings.
Just quickly, I know that's kind of a question for you, but I wouldn't hear anything. Council feels they missed out on. I kind of have with Chris got filled in on, you know, a lot of things. So I don't know. If you do have anything, please email me. Okay. See that wasn't done or wasn't discussed, wasn't taken care of, or just want to make sure something doesn't get missed. Please shoot me an email so we cover base this week. Street improvements. I think pretty much everything's done, right, Greg? Completed.
Yeah. Next spring, we didn't put the two handicap signs back in that parking lot, being there's no rentals or anything, and you know, we'll put them in next year once we get the stripe and once we know where everything's going to be, if they're going to put them back in. And then, what we did on that, they raised the thing up and they put it in the curb. What they did was they used a water shutout cover and it said water on there. And I think I was kind of deceived. Brad, it was a, had Kenny take and bottle that whole thing over and make it smooth and painted it. And I put sewer dump on there. It turned out really well. It can't be locked, but I suggest that we move ahead and get a, you know, try to obtain some kind of an honor box. Jeremy showed me a picture of the one in Glenfield. I actually went up and purchased that fence last week, so I stopped in Glenfield and looked at it. It's, you know, I think that's something we should do. If they're getting money out of it, we might as well try to.
Our thought was just do a donation box instead of
I guess we could try that.
Yeah, we'll see how it.
Well, I don't care about the people from town. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry driving through here from Gaylor to Winthrop to Winston is dumping that rock crap in there with all the chemicals that they mix in with it. That's a hard dump. That affects what we got going on out there right now. Our pH and everything else is high, and I can't discharge. So, like I said, you know, it's costing the city money when that happens because I got to do pre-discharge, and it's $50 every time, plus probably the shipping, and I think it's a way that the city could recoup a little bit of that, you know?
Well, I agree. I'm still in favor of it a lot, but
yeah.
I guess let's try it. Let's see how,
yeah, like I said, I mean,
how honest the people are.
You know, they said Glencoe, they said they emptied more than they thought. They have $4, which I think we should go with too, and they said they pull a lot of fives out of there. So, you know, people are on, like I said, I don't care about people from town. If they're paying the sewer and water bill or
paying taxes.
But like I said, I guess what gets me is the out of towners that don't even do anything here, don't stop at the bar and spend a dime or do anything, but yet they can come and dump their crap here and then hit the road again, you know. So, you know, I think we should try and recoup a little bit out of it.
Well, this box, is this something you purchase with a post or what?
Well, I probably have to. I don't have a load or anything, so I can't say, you know, build one.
But they got them available that we can purchase from someplace?
Or would be like the box you got out here, though, be stainless steel or any high buck. Theirs looks like it's just homemade out of steel. It's just a steel box, and then they just have a slit and they have a little cover on it, too. Just, it's like almost identical to our paint box out here. Only you can tell they made it themselves. So, I don't know where we got this one out here from, but
I'm sure we can. And find something.
I think it's worth a try to see if we can get some money out of it.
Yeah, I would proceed with that.
Other than that, I think that everything is done until next year, so I'm going to set you up on the rest of the milling.
I think with all the changes that was discussed at the last meeting, with them being able to reclaim and a few other changes they made, that at the addition of the curb and some of the other additions that were made at the last council meeting, only amount to about $400 or $500 in changes, so
yeah.
It's kind of a minimal impact there.
Yeah.
And then, if I remember correct, the all there that got paved and that was approved, and I believe that's just going to come out of the general street budget,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are they going to put a second layer, another layer of blacktop on
in
down there?
Spring.
In the spring, okay.
In the spring, yeah, they'll put the wear course on.
That goes to deal with the money situation.
Yeah.
Scott?
Yep.
Yep,
all in favor in there? Whatever needs to be signed outside, whatever it's ready or whatever, that's fine.
Do they need to make a motion tonight to approve the joint orderly annexation?
I didn't say nothing about that. They said whatever they got assigned, they'll do it.
Okay.
When the time comes, nobody had any issues. So
I don't think they would.
Do you think
whatever you got to proceed?
Do you need a motion?
I me personally, I'd have them do a motion to.
Yeah. As long as you're here and they're here, go back there and see if you know they want to do a motion.
Feel like a rubber ball?
But, I mean, that's what I would have, because I'd want something in the minutes to reflect that. You know.
Yep.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's.
You want them to come out here and make that motion?
No,
it's in their own.
That's where they're just trying to protect them.
In the meantime, deputy clerk, utility building clerk position, that is personnel committee?
Yep, we'll be meeting Friday to look those rats and swear them.
Yep.
And we'll start the interview process after, hopefully next week.
Okay, hopefully maybe if we get lucky, we'll have one or two candidates at our next council meeting to finalize.
Good.
Schedules will dictate that. So.
All right. Mr. Scholl, we're kind of play it by ear here while whatever. Might interrupt you.
Fall hydrants are flush today. Borrowed
user from the city of Minnetonka, which worked out really well. And I also borrowed a 4-inch diffuser. Some of our hydrants are only 2.5-inch. And so I borrowed a 2.5-inch from Kurt, and that way with the street projects and the potential washout and stuff like that, I needed to do something else so that I didn't wash all the dirt and the grass and everything away. And so I got by with doing, well, a hydrant with that. You can kiss that. But
yeah, Chad.
I did your motions. I got it in your minutes.
Okay.
They'll expect parcel number or whatever from you.
I'll get all that
signature thing.
Yeah, I'll have all that info put together. So it's going to be to kind of speed up the process here a little bit. Is the whole meeting 27th? We can have it drafted and have it approved at end so we can at least get that going.
We have a meeting on the 27th?
No, we have to hold that meeting. Otherwise, it ain't going to be until November.
Yeah. I move that we hold our second meeting of the month on October 27th at 7 o'clock.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to hold the second October meeting on the 27th at 7. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So, that would be the...
For the annexation, so then I will get that draft in and honestly, Scott,
what do you need from me for that time?
But then that time, I would just need the survey to go with the annexation.
Be on the phone tomorrow. Tomorrow.
And you got a copy of this, right?
The one you gave me tonight.
Yep.
Yes.
So I just
get another one.
This will be the guidance here to go by that.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get it going.
You saved a month just by walking over there.
I don't do that.
I can still walk. Sometimes. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty. Yep.
So the hydrants are flushed. Hydrants are flushed. We've got Public Works slip trip fall survey.
Great. You want to back up with?
Yep.
Rounds on the 19th and 20th.
Yeah.
For Mel Springlet.
Mel did the rounds for me on the 19th and 20th, and I told him that they were going to be $50 per day for him to come in and do that. I guess that was my understanding. And Jeremy told me that's not how it's set up. He said that he gets paid for 2 hours.
Yeah, with the handbook, we state 2 hours. And exempt employees get the $50 a day. So if all council wants to handle that, I said I'd bring it forth to the council. Because they should be a woman.
Well, I would think for $20 a day, I wouldn't fire up my vehicle. He said he won't again.
No.
He said for him to drive here and we take that taxes and everything else off, and no. He said it's not worth his I'm under the assumption that if somebody else gets 50, he should get 50.
That's my feeling.
I have no issue with it. I just wanted to bring it forward.
Right.
So
yeah.
Then we make a motion.
Well, I think this time that we give him the $50 for the days, because you know it was represented in that manner, and he agreed to do it in that way. But I think going forward, we just need to make sure that if it's an hourly employee, that they're going to get paid the two hours. Going forward.
Otherwise, we should change the handbook.
Right. But I think just because we represented it this way to him and he agreed to do it based on that information, I think we're almost obligated to do it this time, but not necessarily unless we change the handbook.
I think we change the handbook.
But is that going to preclude him from wanting to come up here then? Because he's not going to do it for $20? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. I was trying to play it on.
I think we should change the handbook because Greg has already told him it's $50, and otherwise it's going to make Greg look pretty small.
Like he said, we're going to honor that.
Right. Yes. But I mean each time. I mean each time. And we should change the handbook. I think.
The other thing too, with the thing we need to address and we haven't done it yet is Mel was only contracted for a certain period of time.
Yep.
I think we all agree that he would be an asset to the city to have him in time when we don't have people to do rounds to be there to do that. So then I think that is, we need to figure out how we go about making that more of a permanent position than versus a seasonal position.
You could have two seasonal positions. You know, because actually one season was a certain time amount, a block of summer or whatever. But you could have another seasonal, like a summer seasonal and a winter seasonal. So all it would have to be is another little do that in the handbook. You know.
I just wonder then, do we have to go back to the application process for the winter season since we only hired for the summer season?
No, that's illegal.
We'll have to find it. I would say we want to get a ruling on that just in case. And I don't think anybody's going to come up maybe and say anything, but you just never know.
You know, I do know there's a member of the park system. We had seasonal employees, and we hired guys to cut grass. And they could only work so many days. After that many days, if they stayed on, they had to get paid benefits. Right, basically what they did was that they were off for a week, and then they came back again.
Another seasonal.
So that was,
I guess I just, you know, let's make sure we got it right in the handbook and
I think so too,
taken care of.
The Obamacare
yeah.
stuff, and like Greg said, that we... I don't know if they can get with the county, like I said, they actually have to take a week off, and then they could come back and work again, because you only work, it's not so many days, it's so many hours, and after so many hours, you need to have paid benefits, is what it is. And so, I know that's how the county did it anyway.
Too many games, rules, and regulations.
You're right.
It hampers the operation of anything.
But they're there for a reason most times.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Well, I'll move that we approve the $50 per day for Mel Sprengler for September 19th and 20th on the rounds that he did. And going forward until the handbook is changed, adhere to the handbook.
When are you going to change the handbook?
We'll discuss it, Frank.
There you go. Second.
Motion made and seconded to go along with the 50 for the first attempt here and then to review it further in the handbook. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Up next is Public Works Slip, Trip, and Fall Survey. That gal came home dead. I'm looking at her report there. I guess I'm a little bothered by it. But, you know, she was going to get me some stuff back as far as, you know, I told her they don't want you going her up and everything else with all this stuff. She's got some big thing in there about steel-toed shoes. And I mean, I wear steel-toed boots every day, except when I read meters, I wear trim shoes. That's a lot of walking. And so I don't, I guess I don't know why she made such a big deal out of that. I mean, I know for a fact the day that she was here was on a day to wear meters, and I know I didn't have tennis shoes on. So I don't know. I didn't really get a lot out of that. I think that was kind of wasting my time, but anyway. City shop repairs, I got nothing yet. I've not got back to that. The fence is purchased, will be installed this week. Have the locates done down there. That fence will probably be 4 to 5 feet away from that generator. For the simple reason is it's an 8-foot fence, and the post will end up going right on top of the gas line otherwise. It's got to be 24 inches down. And I know when they put that in there, that's 18 to 24 inches underground. So I'm going to have to move that. You're still not going to see it from the bank or when you drive by.
but it's going to have to be, I'm not going to put it right up next to the meter, because that way if they need to work on it, you can't. And like I said, if you go down there and you look where the yellow line is, that's right where it's gotta be. So that'll get put in this week. Community center roof repairs are done, parts and open shelter re-roof. I'm on this list, it's all.
Can you back up, Greg? Sorry. Here, so they did do something here with flashing?
No, I haven't been up here.
Okay, that's what I put on here to see if the community center here.
No.
And I didn't know if Boss, they looked at it or not, or...
No.
Okay. Then the park shelter, did you ever re-roof that?
The lights at the monument down there, I have not seen them off yet. I called Rob the electric on it, and he said that the only way you can do it is you sit down there and you watch. And if they go off or if they come on or whatever, he said you got a balance issue. He said other than that,
yeah, I went through there on Friday night about midnight after, Wednesday after work at midnight, and Thursday, those two small ones were off.
They were off?
They were off.
Okay. Well, then maybe if they're going to come out in November here, they've got a lot of underground work to do, but when they do this, I'll just have them. He said that they basically need to be, they need new ballasts put in, new bulbs and stuff down.
Did they ever get the switches in the fire department
for
the
lights? No, that's what they're going to do in that's what they're going to do in November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said what ended up happening to him is we talked about it, and it took a while before we decided. Well, he said they had so much work in, and now all of a sudden there's money in circulation again. Everybody's decided to do everything, and he said they're just backlogged, and he said as long as there's no frost in the ground, they got to do all the underground work first. But he said he's thinking like the first part of November they should be able to get out here, do that. And like I said, at the same time, I'll have him, I'll just give him some numbers. He said take the numbers off of it, and I just let him know a little bit of the parts and stuff. So
those lights are just, they're on a sensor, right? I just wonder if, because I've gone down there at night, and I'm not at midnight, because I'm usually in bed by then, but I've gone there at night and all the lights are on. I just wonder if there's so much light down there that those lights are just turning themselves off because they think it's daylight.
No, because they would have done that right from the start.
Which two are they?
It's the two small ones. I brought a picture on my phone so you don't think I'm going crazy. Yeah, it's the two small ones on each side of the big ones that are facing south.
I've been down there after dark, not midnight, but around 9:30, 10 o'clock. And
I'll stop by your house on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, pick you up.
They're on the talking with him, and I've seen that too. They're on the same pole light. And, so he said they should all come on at the same time.
Yeah. And it did for how long?
Yeah. And he said, if it is, and I told him, I said, I've never seen him, I said, since you brought it up, every time I drive by there, I look, and even in the mornings now, when I read meters and stuff, I always drive through that little circle there, and they're always on. And he said, the only way to find out is, he said, just sit down there and see. And he said, what will happen? He said, is they'll go out for possibly, 45 seconds to a minute. Until
the
ballast will cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then they come back. No, I've spent 5 or 10 minutes down there just waiting to see if they'll come back on, and they don't.
Okay. Well, I'll give them some numbers then. He said basically
they'd be saving a little money. Yeah, they're only going off at midnight, and a lot of people are going to be going by at midnight.
Pretty much all right here.
Street sweeping?
Wait a little bit with that yet
until some leaves
fall off. Yeah. I try and get that end of October, first part of November, should be a little more accessible this year. I heard that Norwood and McCoy bought a sweeper together now. So.
Oh, really?
After 25 years, it doesn't have to come through the streets anymore. But I heard it anyway, so.
I don't think Waconia would be using it more than Norway.
When I worked for the city of Waconia, they had that thing out every day.
Yeah.
That's why I was really surprised when I heard that.
Not even a divvy at the time.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's our problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Did we ever do any sewer line inspection this year?
Yeah.
Did I miss it? Was that gone?
Spring.
Oh, we done this spring. Up here? Was it the SM?
We did. Yeah, the last
okay.
Last one through the police.
We still got to get together on that down there. With the letters. You know, that hasn't been.
Oh, yeah. I actually.
Services?
I actually went through and I wrote down. There's actually 10 or 11 that have.
Otherwise, Jeremy can send out letters.
Yeah.
Maybe with a copy of the other one that they were going to find.
Verify them, but I went through the book, and like I said, there's.
Did they get contacted?
There's 10 or 11 of them that haven't done anything yet since that, so.
No, they're taking us for.
We'll take a look at that, because I know one time we talked, and that's what we'll have to decide. If the lines are cracked or there's roots in, that's where the fine line comes in.
Yeah.
So we'll put a list together and then bring it to council and decide to what extent.
Yeah, well, like I said, I spent some time and went through them, and a lot of them are clay tile that are offset.
Yeah.
And that's where the roots are coming in. Well, when the clay tile is offset, that's where the water also comes in. The roots go through, water goes through.
So that's what I said. When we discussed it last time, I thought we said we wouldn't do it for that reason. We'd take care of the illegal connections first, and then, you know, kind of that was the priority.
Well, the illegal ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, obviously, we got to work out, because there's some that have fixed and Jeremy's signed off on the inspections and stuff. I just wanted to do that for sure. I think I came up with 10 or 11 of them, so just go through the paperwork.
Greg, did you ever map out the trees at the park? I know we talked about it a couple months back, about identifying like how many maybe new trees we want to put in before we get zapped with disease.
Okay. How just to replace, because you showed me there's quite a few that are going to die.
Yeah.
So I'd say replace the ones that are about to die. Start there, yeah?
Yeah.
Because yeah, they'll, like, and like I think I mentioned before, but the Lions are on board with assisting the city with funding for trees. So I told them once I get a map or get an idea, I'd bring it back to the Lions and see what we.
When does Kumpke have an auction or a sale? Or is that the fall or that spring?
Yeah, you could do around Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Spring and fall. His is done already in fall.
What is?
So, I mean, we'd probably, you know, we could look at it in the springtime and that, so, but just.
Yeah, he does it all in the spring.
Okay. And then the other thing, some of the women in the Lions Club were wondering if the women's bathroom here, if we could have locks or at least something that can, so someone can actually, yeah, lock themselves into the stall and they're not just free. I don't know. I've never been in there, so can't tell you. But apparently the latches don't latch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you want to take a look at that. I don't know.
Same with you.
I don't usually go in that one. I shouldn't say usually. I've never actually been in that one. But.
Anything else, Greg?
No.
Okay.
Well,
I'll anything else for Greg?
Anything on the chipping of the stuff out at the ponds?
Say that Rick is not going to be chipping for us. So, Jeremy sent a thing out on Listserv and got a couple of comments back. I know Winthrop has it, Arlington has it, Mayor has it, we got it. pile's not big enough to get these people to come out here and chip. They want basically 12 semi-loads of chips to come out and do it. The gal from Mayor said, and even Arlington said, how about if we go together, and that's not how it works, because if they want to mobilize that big equipment, they want that much there. They don't want to do five loads here and five loads in Arlington. And so actually Jeremy was going to maybe send Marcus Abinden email wondering where do we get chippers from. You know, does the county have something set up or whatever? We did get one back. I got it on my desk, but that's from Cottage Grove. They're not going to come out here to chip for us.
It seems like all the small cities are in the same boat with this.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I don't know, Rick don't return the calls, and I sent him a text. When he gets texts, I don't get the returns from Matt, so I'm not going to call him. That's his way of saying stop bothering me. So I bothered him.
I hate to bother him in church.
Last year, told me this year that he'd do it. And he hasn't been here yet. No, he doesn't return my stuff, so I'm not going to.
The chipper is set there. His seat is set there. So.
Yeah, I don't.
It'd be a rainy day. I'd go over there once. I'm set up on the to-do list.
Apparently, he doesn't need the money or something, you know. Because he said he wouldn't do it for nothing. He said he gets $300 an hour. I said, I don't care. You get grand money. He tells me they have permit. They're going to pay for it. But he still don't come. So I'm very frustrated with that whole deal.
Anything else?
I got one for Greg. On the parking lot down here, they got something surveyed out there in the front, or they're going to do some digging or something there, or what? Or
the stakes
are? Right where the parking lot is from the road to the curb to the gravel, there's an orange line there.
Oh, that's just, I have to do locates or whatever for putting that fence
up. No, putting the fence up.
Oh.
That's part of their locates.
Okay.
And if you're wondering what the other stakes are, that's where they're going to kind of put a swale in for water runoff.
Oh, that's down there, yeah.
They're not going to do that, too.
That's at that parking lot. I mean, the other one up on top by the bar.
Yeah.
And then that.
Oh,
the county's re-putting that sign back up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sign back up.
So okay, that was my next thing. Put the sign back up and pull the other post or whatever.
I noticed by them a long time ago of that, and they were waiting for XL Energy to remove that old post.
Oh.
And XL Energy don't remove the post because the telephone company and stuff has to move the wires and everything on it yet. So they just came and they put it up in front of the new post.
The sign should go back up no matter what, because that's a safety issue.
I was looking too, now that you brought that up. We have on them posts the electricity for the Christmas lights. Some are moved, some aren't. Some are on there half cocked and attached. Some are half open.
Yeah.
I'm not guaranteeing any of these lights are going to work this year. You know, I don't know. Is that our job when they put a different post up that we're supposed to get an electrician in here to move that stuff or what? Because even like by the bar, for example, you see the new post is up. They cut the top off the old one.
Yeah.
But the Christmas light thing is still hanging on that one.
Yeah.
So,
touch your subject.
I would guess because that's not metered electricity that's probably theirs.
They told us once they were supposed to take them off of them posts.
Yeah, that's a boy. I don't know if I want to go down that.
I know where you placed that one.
I tried to get that put in the franchise agreement.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Yeah, because when they replaced that one down by Lincoln, we had to get. They wouldn't move that. Actually, I talked to the Excel Energy guy, and he told me he would, and then it never got moved, and then we had to get Rob's Electric in here to do it. So I don't know. I mean, like I said, it looks like they might have moved some, but they're just...
They're not going to do it. Almost.
Yeah, they won't do it. You'll have to get Rob's to...
Yeah, you'll have to have Rob's look at that. So when they come through,
there's some that are just hanging there that aren't even connected.
Yeah.
They'll have to get in there with their truck then. Yeah, I didn't know how that worked. Because like I said, I mean, some they move, some they don't, but it doesn't look like they're connected and they're hanging on there, but it wasn't a plan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But when the ornament's up, that'll come crashing down anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's when I drive around and look at that, I'm like, oh, that's something I'll look right around.
Yeah. Good point.
Well, they should have all the posts replaced now, correct, that they were going to?
Yes.
Okay. I seen last Sunday they were driving, there was some guy driving around looking at the posts.
You know,
or Saturday, I should say.
The streets, I believe, they got...
yeah, he was going down that towards Mike Muckentine's that way. He's looking at the posts, and they're like, what the hell?
Yeah, because XM Energy was there the other day, too, and I thought they were going to maybe take that little post off, but they haven't yet. And I guess they just string their own lines at the telephone line or MediaCom. They got to move their own lines.
Yep. That, so. Yep. That's all I had for Greg.
All right.
Anything else? Otherwise, thank you.
While Greg's here, we might as well, in my report, jump to health insurance. I did a comparison spreadsheet of two plans that are out there. I have to look at health insurance because what they sent me, I don't know where this came from, but I just... anybody's familiar with this? I think it was in the last packet, council packet. Must have came in the mail or sent to somebody. Because it doesn't match the numbers Health Partners gave me.
Oh.
Because the numbers they gave me on the Empower plan, which is the Empower HSA open access goal 1750, and then there's the open access goal 2000. 100RX, and I think Chris, you maybe talked to the old author, got something on him, he just recommended the RX as a better plan. But the numbers I got is the excess gold is cheaper than what they got on here, what they got estimated. And the thing I got is what I found out is it doesn't include the Mayo Clinic, that's why it's cheaper. I don't know what Greg, your thoughts are on excluding Mayo Clinics. I mean, I never go to any Mayo Clinics. I mean, you kind of say that. I hope I don't have to go to Mayo, but...
Well, I think it's not just the Mayo Clinic. It's all of their services.
Their network.
Yeah, because
a
lot of the southern towns, especially New Ulm down that way, those are all run by the Mayo Clinic health system, as you said.
Yes. So
and they consider
network.
they're considered out of network. Is that what your
yes,
that's
correct.
What this plan is?
Yes, correct, exactly. I don't have a problem with going to that to save some money. I don't know what your thoughts are, Greg. Or
I don't have a problem with it either because my daughter, like I told you last time, my daughter went to a Mayo Clinic. You know,
out of network,
and I got stuck with big bills. So.
Well, we don't have to. Or is this got to be
It's got to be in by November 1st.
Yeah, so we have
to decide the plan.
We have this meeting and next meeting.
Right.
So, I mean, we could know it until next meeting.
Yeah.
But the deductible right now is $3,000, isn't it, or $3,500? Right. Currently, what you guys are doing?
Well, now it's
$4,000. Okay. But the city's contribution that we put in the HSA is
$25,000.
Okay.
Yeah, of the four.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So am I reading this correctly then to say that?
So the HSA gold. So you know what they sent me is where it could be a good cost savings too is the fact that their deductible is $3,500.
Okay, so that the only reason that $2,500 is there is because that's what we're currently putting in. Is that why that's there then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then on the other side.
So what I did in the comparison, they just say gold, come up by numbers, that the city would contribute $2,000. You know, if we went with current. So you know what I mean?
Oh, because right.
That'd be the $1,500 difference.
Yeah.
Just to show that, so then they can show a cost saving there almost. you know, 3.5% by going with that HSA gold. I mean, there are some other curves and things with this RX Plus, but I understand the cost of insurance. You know, I think we all do. I've heard some horror stories and what some of the premiums, you know, are going up for others too, but so kind of what I did there is we went with this HS Gold, and that's saying nothing changed as the contribution percentage, I guess you would say, and then what the raise would be, it'd be about 6.47% with the gold 1750. And what I kind of wanted to show what we had in the budget is comparison to the budget, it would be a 3.42% increase what's in the budget right now. Then I did the same thing with the RX 2000. That's based on about a 9.96% overall increase in budget wise, which is 6.21%. So I'd say next meeting, and then, you know, I can always fax it to them which plan we're going with, you know, and get it to them the next day. Because there's still a few things I want to check out, which you go to this alternative plan option sheet where that came from. Because it doesn't match the number they sent me, and I just want to make sure I got the right number. So, okay. And then the last time, after once we set the budget, then once they sent the rate, it was lower. So. Sure. And if Greg has no issues, I'm fine with
not having the mail.
Yeah, and just okay. And as long as we know that up front, so if we go down south, make fun of, you know what I mean, or even talk to your daughter and say, you know, they have the, you can go online and do their network provider, yeah, and see who's in network, who's out. Because I know I've run into that when we were in Duluth once too. My daughter got sick and one hospital was in network, one was out. But I do, you know, I want to work with the city to try to make people talk to them.
Okay.
Portable restroom in the park. How long do we want to have that there yet? Me and Greg were talking, did we want to keep it till Halloween so there was something? If the kids need a potty break, and have them take it first or second, and pick it up November 2nd, or you want to get rid of it now, or?
I might keep blowing the water off this week too.
Yeah,
they're
like,
so excited the candy they probably go in their pants before they
get
there. You're
a quick guy. No problem either way.
Yeah.
Is Halloween an issue with them tipping it over? Has that been in the past? That'd be my only concern.
It slides it sideways. Yesterday it turned sideways. The only time it got tipped over was this summer. We had a big storm that ended up in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not
that many people down in there anymore.
Cold,
dark.
Yeah.
Might as well pick it up right away. Get it out of there.
Pardon?
If you want to mention the scan, I'm going to be turning the water off probably Thursday if he wants to give them.
Okay.
From what I understand, the policing contracts were approved already, but we haven't approved the prosecution contracts. Unless there's any questions or concerns, I have a motion to approve prosecution contract for 2016.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the prosecution contract. All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Carried.
Next thing would be certain Nash accounts, which is basically Econo Foods, which we have an account with them, but they made some changes. So kind of some of the big things they want to know is really what I'm looking is how many cards we want to have out, and then if we want to put a credit limit on it. That's what they're asking.
What do we usually want?
They're going to, that's what Greg gets.
phone card was 100, but then it was like 109 something.
With taxes.
Could we use the QuickTrip card to get that stuff instead of?
I don't know what QuickTrip is. Hydrogen peroxide.
I'd be leery of.
I mean, we still have the account there. It's just now they want to go to a card, whereas before we just, I mean, you go in and then you just tell them if you knew the account number, they wouldn't even check ID or nothing. So I think you're trying to.
Well, the Lions Club, we discussed this at our last meeting too, and we're getting two cards there, and the whole idea, yeah, I mean, like in the past, I could have walked in and said, put this on the Lions, you know, and they said, okay.
No questions asked.
Not at all.
Yeah, well, if you turn in the receipt and Diana couldn't reconcile it, there would be hell to pay. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's good.
We probably get stuff there for National Night Out.
Yeah.
That's usually a couple hundred bucks, I suppose, huh? Maybe.
Yeah.
I would say just get one card and $300.
Yeah.
I mean, if we run into an issue, I'm sure we could probably raise it up, but I can't see that we'd ever spend that much money on National Night Out.
Twice.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to pay it off. This one's a credit card, not a debit card. So.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we get one card for the city with a credit limit of $300.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. We get one credit card with Spartan National account for $300 limit. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Chris, you made the motion and seconded.
Steve.
Thank you. Other things. Anybody know since auditors were here, if anything was done with auditing, we got to get someone hired for that. For RFPs, and we still need to put an RFP together.
Yeah, I don't think we. No.
We talked about it.
Yeah, try to get something put together quick on that because we're going to want to get going on that.
Yep.
In October, so.
Maybe they'll bid at a lower price.
Also, I sent an email, but I wanted to make council aware there's a dead maple tree out right center at the baseball park.
Oh, yeah.
And they took care of that, cut that out. Their goal is to, you know, bring someone in with a big tree and replace it. So that is their goal. So I just want to make council aware of that. They had talked to me before they did it. So.
The scuttle I heard on that, they're getting that tree from somebody over by New Germany that's selling out trees. The Lions.
In the north end of town.
I don't.
Right.
Can't
think of the
name. Like they're going to spade
it. Yeah. And he's got all kinds of trees. I think the Lion needs to buy somewhere.
Well, like I say, I just have to bring that home.
The other thing, in talking with Steve, is if we should maybe have a motion to have three people be able to sign checks.
Oh, yeah.
So, cases of our absence between the current two.
Yeah.
That way we have someone else.
Well, we've got three, haven't we?
No, when I went down there, I went for, I think it was at 4 weeks when you were off, and then I told Diana down there for 4 weeks, and then she took it back off. That was it. So
I would guess you'd be the logical third one.
Yeah, but I mean, we had to run it through the council again just to make a motion or whatever. So.
Well, I think, yeah. I just move that for the signature card for the city that we have the clerk, the mayor, and the deputy mayor as signees.
Second.
Second.
Motion made second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I didn't want to vote because I didn't want to say that.
When will the dumpster for the leaves be gone?
We usually keep that through end of October at least.
Yeah.
The dueling on there over the weekend.
Yeah. Me and Greg talked, I think last Friday, because we figured it would be so nice weather, so we had two of them put, and we usually have two of them for,
yep,
you know, going through the end of October.
Yeah.
So that way
Hopefully the maples will finally drop before November 1st.
South maples.
Alright, anything else? That's all I got. I've got a question. On the payroll.
Yes.
Why are there two payment lines for PEO?
Because payroll, like, that's due every day period.
Okay.
So, whenever there's, so what you're going to have is typically you're probably going to have three in a month. Because you're going to have, you got two different types of payroll. So what you got is, like Greg, deputy clerk, and Mal, right? So you'd have them three, you're paid every 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I'm paid the 15th.
Right, but this was 30. One individual. I don't know which
one
it was.
Didn't do that, so.
But there was two lines. Like, say, one was 200 and some dollars, and then the next one was $5.
$5?
Oh, I think maybe. I think maybe what you're referring to is because what happened is payroll wasn't withheld out of one of the deputy clerk's checks.
Oh.
Yeah, but she only got a $1.28 check then.
Right.
That wasn't. Yeah. I don't think the case. I
guess I'd have to see it.
It was on one of these.
Which? Oh.
It was Lane, the last one, and I didn't bring along.
See, and I didn't do it, so I don't know, but I know there were a few payroll items that had to get corrected when I met with
Caitlin. Yep.
And there were some corrections that we had to make with payroll. I know we got everything corrected.
It was one of the batches I signed.
$5 should be nothing for $5.
No, I'm just using one bigger amount, one smaller amount.
Well, what it could have been is she might have did Greg's separate, filed it and paid it. Because when I do everybody's together. See, now Mel, he won't get payroll. He don't qualify. So let's say the payroll was the 12th, right? Okay. So the payroll was the 12th. She probably went and paid Greg, payroll, filed Greg's report, paid it, then filed Sherry's report, paid it, because it makes sense that Greg would be more chairs.
True, but this was per the individual. There were two lines.
For the same person?
Yes.
In the same period?
Same, it was the last batch or whatever that I signed up there.
Well, if you find that, Dick, if you could get that to me, because I'll look at it to make sure it was
done
right.
That's why I made a note here, because I didn't understand.
That don't make sense.
There were two entries on their stub for this amount and then a small amount.
Unless the smaller amount was a catch-up from when...
Was the mist and Sherry's.
Yeah.
It could be that. Yeah, I bet it was that. Because one was $49 and another one was $6. That sounds about right.
No, oh, 200 and some or 300 and some. And I'll see if I find it.
Yeah, if you can find that, bring that up to me. I appreciate it. And I'll look at it.
Just a question. All right. That's all I have to ask you. Council?
Is Sherry all done now?
I believe so, as far as I know.
Yep.
Anything else for Jeremy? We'll move on to our payments.
So for September, the only one I had was 17,598. 17,560.64.
Jeremy, on CenturyLink for the October list, on the October list, they're $290.06 for a month, and on the one for September, they're $137.94 for a month.
I will have to look at that.
And that, even the $137.94 looks real high.
I can tell you that $290 is way high.
Yeah, and you know, the...
Right there.
the you know, we should be in the $100 to $110 area for that 137.
Could they maybe not get the one in time from September?
Yeah, I have to look at that.
The 291 is the combination of September, October, and probably some fee.
It could be. I'll look at them.
But it likes it even at 137 for 1 month. That seems really high.
So, the only added one then is the last one for September?
Yes.
I'm looking for a motion for 17,598 for 1,750.64.
Well, I just was kind of curious as to where check number 17,597 went.
A lot of the checks got screwed up.
Okay, so that was one of the voided ones that was misprinted?
Okay. And I'm trying to go through that to list them. But I just didn't quite get to that yet. But yeah, the agency on the next they're out of line, so what I tried to do is salvage some of them. Because I think what happened is she didn't know how to just print one check. So then she voided the other ones, and I was like, oh, you didn't need to void them. Because you can print.
Oops. Yeah, so I know.
So a lot got...
I make a motion, or I move to approve the September additional claim of check number 17,598 in the amount of 17,50.64 for total September claims of 31,094.73.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the additional September claim. Check number 17,598 for 1,750.64.
Total September 31,094.73. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. October.
The reason that's so big is because we have the payment in there for application payment one for the 2015 street project, which that in itself totaled $185,754.02.
Okay. Any questions?
17,616.
17,616.
That's a lot.
He
should have it turned in before, you know, this, after each, I should say after each class or whatever, he should turn that in. Each one of them guys should turn that in. I mean, it shouldn't go on like this for a year. I mean, that's got to take a while.
I mean, how far did he have to drive?
Fairfax, it looked like the farthest place he had to drive to. It was over, his list is over a course of 4 months, from January to May.
Yeah, see, that should be turned at least every month, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand it, but I just wanted to make sure that it just...
It would have to be passed on to the FD.
Yeah, and I don't think we was going to do that tonight. The other issue either, but I think there still should be something said about that.
At least quarterly, at minimum.
Yeah. Any other discussion on the October claims list?
I'll move to approve the five ASH payments, check numbers 15,561. 17,561, 17,584, 17,585, 17,599 through 17,632 for a total of 238,787.94.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the five ASH payments and the check list for a total of $238,787.94 for October. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We move on to our reports. Mr. Williams?
I have nothing.
Bob?
I don't really have anything other than, Jeremy, were you not able to do a delinquent water bill report this month, I take it?
No, I haven't got it today.
Okay. I thought about it. That's about it. That's all I got. So.
I'll make a note and have it
for the
next meeting.
Okay.
That's your line.
A couple of things just to get the council up to date on a couple of items that are outstanding here. We are working to get new emails, city emails. So going forward, once those are established and we have the backup set in play, that's the email that we're to use for all correspondence within each other and also with the public. So if you do have a public email out there, you'd want to change it to that email so city employees can do it. The main reason for this is for data protection. The data will be on our server. Jeremy will have access to all of our emails in case we need to.
Well, so we're all getting individual email addresses?
Yeah, so it'll be much like what Councilman Odoms has on his, but it won't say at gmail.com.
You don't know when you'll have that ready.
Well, hoping to have it ready and everything up and going by November, but we are going to have to approve a few things because right now we need a third-party storage. I know Jeremy is going to check with the group that does our server, and then also Mike Malt has a couple of other outfits that do it as well. I did check with the City of Nord Young America. They use Techstar in town, but they also use Techstar for a few other services, so they get some freebies along with that. And then Mayor, they use a third-party service as well. So it's not out of the realm for us to do this. And the main thing behind it is it's going to help us protect the city's data, help us protect ourselves from doing anything that we shouldn't be doing.
Anything else?
And then the only other question I have is for Councilman Odoms. I know we've been at this process for a little bit of a while, but there's been conversation that you're going to turn over the data. Any ETA on when we can plan on seeing that?
I don't have a definite ETA. I'm talking with the FBI, I would think probably within a month.
Being if it's with the FBI, is there like a contact number or some kind of a receipt number? That they've got it, that we'd be interested in, or that we should maybe know of?
I've got the priority mail receipt, yeah. Not with me, obviously, but I got it.
Maybe it would be good to have on your file. That
probably would be a bad addition to it. If we could get that, that would be good.
I'll give you a copy of it.
Appreciate that. And that's all I have.
Mr. Kravish.
I was going to ask Greg when he was here, but did we find out anything on that water or the well?
He's working on that.
Okay.
Also.
Okay, good.
And getting some prices.
Yep. Okay.
For Captain Wells?
Yes. Yes. And I noticed on this property, I know there's a well along the railroad track somewhere. But I noticed on this that they said there was no wells that he knew of.
Not on record, but I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Where it is, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Whether
it
is or not, I don't know.
There's
nothing on record.
Yep. So, that's all I didn't have nothing else, so.
All right. I guess I'm the last one. I have a concern and a wish that the council would probably feel like I do to give Sherry some kind of a gift card or something in recognition that she came in at nights and whatever to help us out.
And that's why I asked if she was done, because that's what I was driving at. We should do something for her, I think.
I think that a gift card or something to one of the local, if it's Quick Trip, Econo, whatever, be a good gesture on the city's part.
I agree.
I think it's a good idea. So I think Econo Foods would probably be very good. Or possibly even Target. You know, I'm sure she goes to Target.
I guess if we should decide where and how much. if we're going to do it, I think it's a good gesture.
Yeah.
I'm guessing probably 50, 100 bucks somewhere in there.
I had 100 in my head, but.
Yeah. I'd make that into a motion.
$100?
Right.
To
wherever anybody thinks. I guess, I don't know how much she gets to Target. She's got a lot of kids. Maybe Quick Trip would be better for gas. I don't know. I guess I don't have a feeling one way or the other. But I think you're right. We should do something.
Maybe a Quick Trip. You could wash your car. She could perfume it. She could get milk, bread, whatever.
It's local, too.
Yeah. And they're pretty community-oriented. So, $100 Quick Trip
yep.
motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Any other thoughts? Second? Motion made and seconded that we get a $100 gift card to Quick Trip for Sherry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now, I've got a request. Our former chief is going to get an award up at Duluth next week. And basically, as one can probably gather, there won't be really a whole lot of other support for him up there. So I plan on going up there. So I'm just going to run it by council what they think. I'm going to be up there two nights. I would only ask for if the council would be interested in paying lodging for one night, maybe fuel for one way, and maybe some lunches for one day. What are your thoughts? Because I want to go to the awards banquet. And I figure somebody from the town should go that supports him. So, thoughts? Yay, nay, questions? You let me know.
What does the handbook say on that again?
What day is that tick?
Next Friday and Saturday. It's actually Friday night. Yeah. I know the room is 149 plus tax. So
you're looking for $155, right?
Well, that and like I said, I'll fuel if you want to go one way, I'll, you know, whatever, I'll split it. If you don't, we'll discuss it. You know, I'm just going to touch on a few things. You know, some of the FD members talk, you know, that we're not working together. I still think we're trying. Here's one example. If he was here, to use it.
Well,
fuel in right here.
I'm going to say this once. I'll tell you, it kind of really got me when the gentleman was sitting there and he says, well, you're not going to do it on the training. Then it's done. Nobody there. You can't tell me that they're trying to work together here, because if he didn't get the whole package, then they didn't want nothing.
Didn't take nothing.
Yeah.
I kind of felt a little bit put down that way because I think we're trying. We wanted to commit.
This little town has spent a lot of money this year, more than it should have. And I'm telling you, if they can't bend one year, then I guess I'm done talking.
Well, like I say, it's just, I think we're trying to, we can't do everything in one year.
No. It's just like a bunch of little kids. Well, if we don't get the whole thing, we don't want nothing. Then fine, take nothing. See you tomorrow. See you next year.
I mean, it's not like we don't want to support them.
I know that, and I'm all for the fire department, 100%. But
I go to their fundraisers, I, you know, whatever, I show up, I do it.
I just you turned know, me off when he said that, I thought.
Don't care if I'm there or not anymore, but, you know, I still want to try to put the foot forward.
Oh, we talked about this last month. I don't think it was said that way, but Maybe not. I don't know.
I kind of agree with you, Steve, because there's got to be a little bit of give and take.
Yes.
However, they just seem to want to take and not give.
It's been a lot of, every month it's been something.
Yes. I understand where they're coming from. However, their excuse for using it as a recruiting tool, yeah, come join the Hamburg Fire Department. You'll get $10 per fire. Well, that's a recruiting tool.
So if you make $8, you get $80.
Exactly.
A year.
That's what a bargain that is. You know, it's
that's going to really pay for a whole lot of.
And then they sit back there and say, well, I don't know if we can make that 20%. 8 times out of 40 calls.
You join the fire department because you want to. You want to, how would you say, benefit the community.
I was going to bring it up from years ago, but, you know, when that wind went through here, my brother John and I was the only ones out here that, with that little wire down there, that we cut that wire. There usually is a fire department truck going around, and there was not one person out, not one person from the fire department.
I mean, you got the Lions. They serve.
Yeah.
I don't think with them for you don't have the training. But, I mean, you want $10 for every time you come to the meeting?
And as for their training, when they go to the training and then they don't pass it, and then yet, oh, they don't need that.
Well, training, I figure, is part of the pension, too, yes. It's still it's something.
Well, I tell you, all the times I've heard Firefighter 1, and they go to this class, and it's expensive. I don't know what it is, but I know it's expensive. And then they don't pass it.
Yeah.
And then oh, it's okay. Let them. Okay.
Sorry,
yeah.
Talking.
I'm sorry I blew up too. I didn't mean to.
All right. So city employees and elected officials are eligible to receive reimbursement for expenses incurred in the conduct of city business. And then it goes in to talk about what the travel expenses would be, covers meals, lodging, additional expenses, advances. So basically it says it is the intent of the city to reimburse or pay for necessary transportation, food, lodging, registration fee, and authorized miscellaneous expenses. It is expected that employees and elected officials will secure accommodations and services which are reasonable but appropriate. Employees and or elected officials attending the same function occurrence to share transportation and accommodations. City Clerk Treasurer shall have the authority to determine the reasonableness of expense claims for employees. Reimbursement or advances shall be made under the following guidelines. You know, travel talks about reimbursement of mileage or the use of a city vehicle. Meals is reimbursed at a rate of $45. For all three meals.
Well, I forgot the registration and the banquet is 81, so. So it's up to you folks. If you don't want to, fine, I'm still going. If you do want to, I'd appreciate it.
Lodging reimbursement will be made for the actual cost of lodging for a single attendee of a conference or meeting. At the least expensive single room available at the location of the approved conference or meeting.
So,
you said the room was $150?
Yeah, whatever tax.
Yeah.
So you're probably looking at, well, I guess, somewhere around 3.5. Is 80 and 150 plus some fees and tax and some fuel for one way and probably a few meals.
Is this for Brad? This award is for Brad from Hamburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he put his years in here.
Yeah. So,
what exactly is the award?
Basically, he gets one from the State Fire Chiefs Association for his years of service as an officer.
He was up there last year too, wasn't he? Or was it the year before he got an award?
Brendan got one down in Rochester.
Oh, okay. He got one up there too, I believe.
He got one years ago for chief of the year for under whatever population.
Yep.
You know,
that's what it was.
Is below what his population was above.
I'll make a motion to grant Dick $350 for his trip to Duluth with Brad as getting his award for the city of Hamburg.
Second it.
Motion made and seconded to grant the mayor roughly $350 or limit of $350 to attend the awards banquet for former Chief Grady. I believe we all in favor.
All right.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Yeah, so the state fire chiefs. Anything else for the council? Or are they looking for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Did you get your handle? 3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Maybe it was in there, I missed it.
Yeah,
two. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.